Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It is a Monday morning, 9:28 Wisconsin time. It is hotter than the blazing hells out here. Just kidding. No, it's hot. Hello, everybody. Excuse me, have my Dunkin'. Can you tell? Anyways, the forecast for today is clear with breezy weather and highs in the 90s. So I am home during the podcast because I cannot sit in my truck and do this with the windows down and running AC. It'd be ridiculous. So anyways, how's everybody doing? How's your vacation, retirement, if you're off of school, whatever the hell you're doing? Actually, you guys, I just thought of something. I have stats today. Paper. I actually wrote it down. Look at that. Stats. First, we're going to go stats from around the world. So the majority of my stats come from United States, 73%. Next is Australia, 9%. Thank you, guys in Australia. 8% in the UK. Thank you, UKers. I appreciate you listening to me. And actually, I know somebody who's emailed me a couple of times who lives in the UK, and you know who you are. So shout out to you. And I get 4% from Australia. That's it. The others are like not even worth mentioning a percent. So, all right, what else do I got here? I wrote down, I was really good this morning, you guys. I got semi-prepared. Oh, Canada. Yeeps. Sorry about that. Canada is 25%. Sorry about that. Hello, Canada. Canada. That's a new word for you guys. Canada. Okay. Hashtag Canada. All right. And then going down the list, as far as my listeners go, let's see, what did I write down here? 54% of you guys that listen to me are female, so hello, ladies, hello. Then 42% is male, and the others are doesn't even bother to write down. What else do I got on here? I'm just pulling a trippy little, my grocery list, I just sort of threw it on there. And then for my listening platforms, Spotify is 45%, Apple is 18%, CastBox is 10%. I think you in the UK listen it through CastBox. That's 10%. Other is 18. Who the hell other is? I don't know. And Stitcher is 6%. So there you guys go. That's my stats. And I still have 1,075 followers on Spotify. Yahoo! Hello, all 1,000 people of you guys. Can you imagine? I could put 1,000 of you guys in a little auditorium. Isn't that crazy? It's scary than shit to think about, so I don't think about it. So, how's everybody doing? I have not had any emails from anybody at pattyinwi@gmail.com to tell me where the hell you're listening to from. And then I thought about something, you guys. So, on Spotify, they give you ads that you can run. Like, I can promote Spotify, tell you how to do the podcast, and stuff like that. But you have to have, they have this new thing now where you have to have at least 1,000 followers to get any ads. That's starting, I think it's this month, September or October it's starting. So if you have 1,000 followers or more, they'll send you an ad, like I said, to promote Spotify and all that. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And then I wonder, the 1,075, if they're true people or if they're any bots. I wouldn't think so. But they have to be true followers. So we'll see. No big deal. I've done a couple ads on here. Nothing spectacular. No, I don't make any money off it. If I do, you guys, it is not a lot. But if you're looking for a side income, I suppose you could. If you get popular enough and all that, then yeah, I suppose you can make money off the ads. You know, not to, I would say, pay rent or anything or car payment, but little extra gas money maybe. So you guys get this. Sorry about last Sunday. I didn't have time. Then yesterday, total lost the day completely. I got up, I went out and I took care of the horses. I did that for about almost 2 hours, and I had to get out there early because it was going to be hotter than fuck out there. And it was. By the time I left, you guys, I looked at my face. It was flushed. Just, oh my God, I was scared because I saw how red my face was. I actually got scared. I'm like, what the hell? And I was drinking water. I'd take a break, drink some water, go back. Yeah. My friend that would normally go with me didn't make it. growl, growl. Anyways, so yeah, my face is still red. Red. You guys. I did get nervous. I'm like, oh shit. So I had the AC on high and I drank more water and ate a carrot. It was actually really good. It was frozen, so it was like a carrot mush. It was very tasty. And that actually seemed to help me because I remember reading something about being a type 2 diabetic. You know, get carrots in your da-da-da-da. I'm thinking, hey, it's all natural, right? So, yeah, I got to finish that off today in the fridge. So, I'm not doing the horses today. It's once again too hot, and I don't know if my body will let me do this twice in 2 days in a row. It's hard work because you're basically mucking, and then you can hang out the horses and I did. I hung out and I talked to them and just, you know, gave them some hugs and some love and pat down, stuff like that that they love. I didn't get to all the horses. I was running out of energy quickly, but maybe next Sunday the temperature is supposed to drop, so wish me luck. And it's good exercise, right? Cardiovascular, I guess you can consider it aerobic from all the lifting and then shoveling and then dumping and then lifting, shoveling, dumping and walking, lots of walking. About 5,000 steps on a Sunday. To me, that's a lot. Anyways, you guys, stop it. You're getting me sidetracked. So now remember what I told you guys, and I've told you this before. I had the girls, the dolls in the basement. That sounded terrible. The girls. I had the dolls in the basement because they were active. At least Diana was, right? Nothing from Marsha. She's, I don't know. Anyways, so then I brought her back up here and I put her up by on my carryout cabinet next to the Ouija board, you know. And there's been no activity, you guys. Nothing. So, I think it was Friday night? Friday or Saturday? Wait a minute. Friday. I was talking to her. I said, hey, Diana, I wonder if you're still here. I haven't seen any activity from you in a long time. You know, I just want to make sure you're still with me. And that was early in the day. I'm like, well, I haven't talked to her in a long time. No biggie. Go back. You know, evening comes. Go get ready for bed. I'm rolling over on my side. And sure as shit, you guys, I'm not shitting you. The fucking LED ball went off. I'm like, wait, what the hell? Which was cool. And I thanked her. So it took her that long, or the spirit, from the that afternoon when I talked to her, to communicate with me that night. Shoot, I don't remember what time it was, after 10 or 11 maybe? Because those LED ball is so fucking bright, you guys, because it's obviously, it's red, white, and blue, and orange. Almost like a police officer's lights, right? So when that shit lights up, my whole room goes crazy. So, sorry, I thought I heard a noise. So that woke me up, and I thanked her, and then I turned it off for a bit, and I turned it back on. I put it underneath her dress, so if it goes off, it won't be as bright. But I thought that was pretty cool. It took her that long to reply back to me, to communicate back to me. Pretty neat, right? I thought so. So nothing yet. I mean, so there's something definitely attached to her, I'm going to say. I don't know. Still pretty cool, though, that happened. Pretty cool. All right. So, anyways, you guys, thank you for all the listeners. I appreciate all of you. You have no idea how much I appreciate you guys. Keep me going. So, I'm going to continue the rest of the 40 stories. I'm not going to get through them again today because I don't have time via the podcast because it only allows you, like, 45 minutes or something along those lines. I'm trying to think if anything else is going on. But that was pretty cool with Diana and the LED ball. Absolutely amazing. I was so happy to see that she's still here, or it's still here. Excuse me, communicating with me. What else? That's all I can think of. So, on with the stories, you guys. Let's move it. Come on. Let's get going. Other than that, the house has been pretty quiet. Actually, I take that back. Before she lit up, there was a noise by the TV, and the TV has been off for a while, so I don't know why it made a noise, and then there's, like, a noise by the wall, where the TV's near, it's not, like, installed on the wall, but there's something there, and then later that evening, that's when she, lit up the LED for me. Pretty cool. Her name is Diana. I think I have her. I'll put her on my Wisconsin Vescares of the Supernatural page if you guys want to see what she looks like. So anyways, I thought I've had her on there before. All right. So let's remember where I left off and I started today. So today I'm not doing much, you guys. It's going to be another hot effing day. That's me, sorry, scrolling on the phone. I think I stopped at... Okay, we'll start at 30. Oops. All right, so hopefully these will... Oh, crap. Hold on a second, guys. I got to change the... Because I have to put hide reader, because otherwise these stupid commercials pop up left and right. Yeah, see, if I had hide reader on, I can't read the story, which is stupid. All right, so number 30. At the time when this happened, about 8 years ago, when I didn't believe in ghosts as much, my family and I were staying at a historic hotel in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. There you go, guys. Go your Canada story. I forgot there. What was the percent for you guys? 4% Canadian. No, 25. 25%. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you guys. The age limits. Or did I? Yeah, no, the age limits are 45 to 52. And then 35 to 44 are the highest on the scale that they give you on my stats. So there you go. That's my age bracket. 45 to mid-50s. No, 35. 35 to mid-50s. Gotcha. All right. You can hear the little, that buzzy thing in this tree. Cicada? I think it is, right? There's cicadas. I'm warm. God, I'm warm. Looking for something. Fudgy, I'm warm. I can't turn on the AC because you guys wouldn't be able to hear me. So, I will sweat through this with you. Or you'll sweat through this with me. Whatever. Anyways, I had a few spare moments and decided to explore the hotel because it's absolutely beautiful. Well, I got lost. And I happened to run into someone who looked like they worked for the hotel, but weren't a housekeeper or a clerk. So I was unsure of their position or job. I asked for directions back to the lobby since I had to meet my family in a few minutes. Well, the moment I arrived in the lobby and walked past the front desk, a clerk and a security guard were staring at me in shock and pale faces. Let's see. The security guard asked me who I was talking to with earlier for the directions back to the lobby. I told him I thought it was someone who worked at the hotel. Well, wouldn't you know it, it turns out that the floor I was on, I can't remember for the life of me what floor it was, had a bunch of paranormal shit that goes on regularly. The person I was talking with never appeared on security feed, even though they should have been in plain view. It was super creepy because I had shaken this person's hand for some reason. Wow. And the footage just... Oh, shit. And the footage that they showed me is just me shaking hands with the air. The person appeared in front of me as any other person would have. When I touched their hand, it felt like a squishy person would normally? Squishy? Yeah. Yet it never showed on footage. That's pretty cool. There was no way I could have blocked out the person from view of the camera either, as I am only 5'6". The security guard even pulled up a second angle for further proof. No one else believes me despite the footage. To this day, I still don't know how to explain it. That's actually kind of cool because wouldn't it be funny if Diana went off right now, you guys? That'd be so cool. I was actually watching something on Instagram Reels or TikTok. I don't remember which. But they show this. I don't know if you guys have seen it. They show this guy in the hotel. And he's talking to somebody. He's a security guy. And he's talking to someone and stuff like that. And he's carrying on a conversation. And then dispatches. And also, what you doing? Who you talking to? And he gives him the name. And she goes, I'm sorry, what was the name of the person you're talking to? And he gives them the name again. And they go, that person's been dead for over like 10 years or whatever it was. So the security guard was actually talking to a spirit. And he didn't even know it. He was in shock. You could totally see his face like, sorry? Like, what? Pretty good. What's this one? 31. I was in my room writing in my journal before bed. It was a bit later and my parents were asleep. Most of the lights in the house were off except for my little desk lamp. Well, all of a sudden, this figure stood in front of me and I couldn't breathe. It only lasted maybe 5 seconds. But as soon as I could move, I ran to the bathroom and locked the door. When I did, I heard footsteps immediately leave my room and the door gently closed behind him. I stayed in that bathroom for over an hour at least. It still scares me to this day. That's fucking creepy. Speaking of that, I watched the movie The Boogeyman. Not the best, you guys. It had some really good scare scenes, jump scenes, but other than that, it was very slow. I wish they would have pushed the storyline faster. It was very like, ugh. And the thing about her daughter and her mom dying, but they gave you no background. Nothing. It was off. The monster was okay. I've seen that thing before in other movies, kind of a, not the best. Unknown actors, nobody that I recognized, but anyways, that's my review on the Boogeyman. It's meh. All right, what's this one? This unexplainable occurrence. So, I was actually the reason my parents are believers now, and I still get chills whenever my mom and dad tell the story. A lot of odd things happened building up to this, but this is the big one. I was only about a year old, and I was sleeping in between them, but when they woke up, I wasn't in bed anymore. They searched everywhere for me and said, that when they finally looked under the bed, they found me underneath it, directly in the middle where I'd been sleeping on top. They have no idea how I got under there, and it spooked them. 1 year old, right? You can't even walk yet, I don't think, right? Can you? Next. A couple years ago, I was still living with my parents. I was upstairs in my bedroom, hanging out in my room, watching TV. I was on the phone with my friend at the time, and I exited my room and went downstairs to have a cigarette. The only other person in my parents' house that day was my dad, who later I found out was asleep in his room on the main level. Anyways, I was gone for about 7 minutes, and I walked back upstairs and entered my bedroom. I was still on the phone, and I walked towards my bed and sat down. Well, about after 20 seconds or so, I glanced back up to play my TV, and there at the end of my bed was a piece of paper sticking up from the base. I just remember not understanding what I was seeing, and I never in my life have I so quickly dropped dead silent. I just remember saying, "Nate?" And he kept saying, "What? What?" And I could hardly speak. Nate was the person on the phone? What? Oh, yeah. Okay. I quickly said I'll call him back and immediately took out my phone and took a picture. There you go. Never happened, even unless you have a picture. It was an old economic paper of mine talking about government and the divide our two-party system creates in America. I wrote this econ paper 3 years ago. 3 years prior. Yeah, same thing, 3 years ago. There were originally two pages to it, but it was missing the second page. The edges of the page were burnt, and there was a big yellow triangle that almost looked like it was highlighted smack dab in the middle of the page. It almost looked luminescent. It absolutely scared the fuck out of me. The paper had to have been in my closet, stacked away with all my other schoolwork, and now it was ripped from the other page and was placed at the end of my bed, sticking upright for me to see. I was gone for only 7 minutes. Nobody could have done that. Wow. Wow. Oh, guys, that one actually gave me chills. I looked at Diana. No, that seriously, that one gave me chills. Why were they burnt? Wow. You guys, that one seriously gave me chills. That's fucking freaky. And she took a picture of it, so that's even better. And the site just flipped, so I gotta go fly back down. Sorry about that. I like that one. That was fucking good. I have to put that. I have to put that in the title of the podcast, maybe. That was a good one. Very impressed. I'm having issues with the website. An error occurred, you motherfuckers. Almost there. Gotta go really slow. I don't want to fuck this up. And my phone's getting darker. What the hell's going on? Okay, almost there. I guess I have to hold my finger on the fucking page so it doesn't freaking do this shit. Because it flips all the way back to the top. Okay, I'll just have to somehow figure this out. When I was younger, I lived in a small house that was really dark and quiet at night. I woke up around midnight most nights and would look for something to eat in the kitchen. Haven't we all? Sorry, just listening. So one night, as per usual, I woke up and went to grab the first slice of bread from the new bread my mom bought that day. The kitchen is completely dark besides the two small windows that were fogged so no one could look in. There was a smaller corner around the fridge that was just dark. Like darker than the rest of the kitchen. Very dark. The kitchen was dark even when there was light hitting it. However, hold on, guys. Sorry about that. I couldn't stop it. Woo. Here we go. However, I was partially asleep, so I don't think much about it. So when I went to grab a slice of bread, something hit me in the face. I went to wipe it off my face, and I felt it was just these long, long fingers. I was terrified and ran back to my room. As I ran, I could hear and feel something chasing me. I could hear all kinds of things falling behind me as I ran back to my room, frightened. Now, when I got to my room, I shut the door and felt my eyes, and it was bleeding. To this day, I've a scar. Never have I encountered something terrifying as that. What the hell? All right. The earliest memories I have is of an experience with an apparition. Based on what I know, I was no more than 3 years old when I saw it. My parents didn't believe me, and always had some explanation for me. We moved houses and tiny things would happen here and there, but once again, my parents always chalked it up to overactive imagination. Let's fast forward to getting married. Moving into an old apartment, things started to heat up a little bit. Bins would get flipped over and contents dumped on the floor. Then when we moved in with my in-laws while my husband went to school, cue the events, the house would go through periods of high activity, particularly centered around me. My husband said he would hear me calling him from another room, but I wouldn't be calling him. He would see me pass by the bottom of the stairs as he was coming down and would follow me all the way around the corner to the far room, only to dead end with an empty room. Here's the main story. Okay, so my husband was working nights and I was home alone on the farm while the in-laws were out of state on a trip. One of the dogs goes in to an episode, start staring at nothing in the middle of the living room, absolutely losing it. Rabid dog, I can't get her to calm down. Usually, a light touch on the back will snap her out of it, but I could not call her off this time. I finally got to my room to take a breather, and I heard her stop. Maybe 15 minutes went by. She's at it again. I go halfway up the stairs, and I'm talking to her through the banister. I finally get her to come over to me and stop barking. Okay, so she was just barking. She keeps looking next to me at the top of the stairs, then a huge slam on the baby gate there happens. Sorry, I'm just reading. Rattling the gate at the banister. I ignore it because I've heard that's the best thing to do when something's right next to you. The dog barks, but I get her to stop again. Then right in the line of sight, I see a pen slid off the table, flying multiple feet before hitting the ground. The dog immediately runs to attack and goes into another fit looking for something next to the table. I start to lose it and immediately go back downstairs to my bedroom. I sit on my bed next to my cat napping there. He stands up and comes to me since I'm upset and crying. I hear the dog move back to the barking in the living room, closer to my room. A minute later, my cat turns to look at the doorway. His back raises up, ears pinned back, and his hair stands on the end, looking straight at the doorway. I ran out of the house at that point. That was the worst I'd ever gotten. With what I know about the experiences in my life compared with where I was staying, I've kind of begun to think it might be a poltergeist. So she just leaves the animals in there? Who does that? Just kidding. Very interesting story. Okay. All right. My childhood was notoriously haunted. We moved into a house when I was around 6 and my brother was 3. It started slow with him and I seeing weird things at night and constant nightmares. I see. Right? See, it's not me. Things would go missing only to return a few days later. We would constantly hear people talking, footsteps, doors slamming when no one was around. Over the years, though, it started to escalate. One parent was in their bedroom at a party when they heard a child running to the door to their walk-in closet creak shut. She assumed it was me or my brother and went to open it up. When she did, some of the t-shirts that were hung close to the door were swaying. Peeking out from behind them was a little girl she didn't know. The little girl vanished before her eyes. Another story is when I was home alone waiting for my boyfriend to come over, I heard him call my name. So I came out of the bedroom and headed towards the front door. When I came to the stairs that separated my room from the front door, I saw this thing. It almost resembled a person, pitch black, crawled up the stairs. It cracked its head to look up at me and I ran. I called my boyfriend. He wasn't there yet. I hid in my room until he came. What the hell? I mean, what the hell? This happened to me when I was 11, visiting a lighthouse in Michigan that was supposedly haunted by a boy. Well, my parents wanted to take a tour with the tour guide, but I wanted to play outside. Considering we had been touring various sites in the Upper Peninsula that day, I wanted to just hang out. No one was around, so my parents ended up letting me play outside the lighthouse while they took a quick tour. As I played outside, a really beat-up ball rolled to my feet. Sounds like a movie, you guys. I bent over to pick it up, and as I stood back up, I saw a boy standing next to the edge of the lighthouse looking at me. I assumed the ball was his, so I tossed it over to him, and he wandered away. I didn't think anything about it, but when my parents were done with the tour, they asked what I did. I told them something along the lines of like, oh, I was just wandering around. Oh, and I helped this kid get his ball back. The tour guide was with my parents, and when I mentioned the kid, he looked startled because, as I mentioned earlier, there was no one other than us at the lighthouse. Only three cars, my parents, the tour guide, and the car that belonged to the person at the front desk. The tour guide asked me to take a look at the picture in the lighthouse. I know this sounds super cliche, but when he showed me the picture, it was the exact picture of the boy that I was playing with, that I gave the ball back to. Now, apparently, the kid died in a lighthouse. On a side note, we checked around and there was no boy. So you might be asking me, why was this creepy, especially considering that the boy never scared or tried to scare me? Well, what creeps me out is that I touched that ball. When it comes back to ghost stories, most people only report a ghost, no other objects. Assuming that was a ghost with his ball, what the heck did I touch? Also, it felt solid, like a real ball. If it was a ghost ball, then how the heck do you explain what I touched? This still bothers me to this day. Well, I suppose if ghosts, that's the end of the stories, guys. I guess if a spirit maybe has enough energy, they can turn a object into something you can feel and you can touch. I have to say I've never experienced that before. You know, like I said, I've been touched. My hair's been slightly pulled, you know, like I said in the past. I've had I had a pen in the dining room that fell off the armoire thingy, and I don't know how the hell it did. To this day, it still baffles me, because that was several years ago. And I remember, because our living room is tilted, it's an old home, okay, guys? So, I remember putting the pen on the table, or on the armoire thingy, and I'm like, well, I don't want it to roll off. So, I put the pen cap on it, and you know how you can have it so you can put it in your pocket? I made sure that I had it facing so if it rolled, it would stop it because of the little cap arm thing. I don't know what you call that. You hang it on your pocket. I remember purposely doing that because I didn't want it to roll. And yeah, it did. I was in the living room and I remember hearing plunk, and it was in the fucking dining room. I cannot to this day, you guys, figure the fuck that. I have stuff up there now that could roll off and it doesn't. And I don't have anything in front of it stopping it. I don't know. I just don't know. I think a lot of times when you become a paranormal investigator, when you start becoming a paranormal investigator, sound like a gator, like alligator investigator, your senses and all that are more aware, more heightened, because you are looking for something. So you're more aware of what's happening. On that subject, you guys. So, I was watching a TV show, doesn't matter which one, and they had a paranormal team come in and investigate their house, and it, now what's really interesting is I consider myself a skeptic, but when I investigate, and I never looked at it this way before until I watched this show, it's a, fictional show, no worries, Hallmark, da, okay, anyways, when I investigate, I want to find a spirit, I want to talk to a spirit and see what I can do, so on and so forth, right? But then there's the other angle of a paranormal investigator, which is more the scientific side, right? They want to go in there and prove that it is not a spirit, it is a faulty wire, it's your circuit breaker glitching, it's a truck going by vibrating the glasses, you know, when the car drives by, it hits the light, your headlights on the ceiling, and you think, you know. So I started looking at it from that angle, and this team that went into this house, they investigate the paranormal, but the first thing they do is they want to, just like normal, they want to kind of debunk what could be causing it. And then once they get rid of all of that, then they have more evidence that, yeah, you may have something going on here. And I always went into, again, I'm skeptic, but I'm also a believer. I don't know how to explain it. I'm like a 70-50 or 50-70 or 50% skeptic, 70% believer, because I've had things happen to me. But I don't know. It just sort of like made me rethink it. I don't know. It just something went dink in my brain. Anyways, with that being said, I'm still a paranormal investigator. Just not active right now. I'm dormant. I'm a dormant investigator. No. If you guys have any questions or anything like that, give me a holler. PattyInw@gmail.com. That's PattyInw@gmail.com. Yeah, so that's that. Those stories were good. That burnt paper, man, that got me. That got me chills. And the last one with the ball. Like I said, some of these stories that I read, they sound like it's a scene from a movie or a scene from a TV show that's about paranormal, you know, not like the, well, not like GA, because I don't watch those guys anymore. Got fed up with that boy. That man. I do watch Ghost Hunters, so I've watched those guys from years, day one. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Nope, I can't think of it, but I'll keep you guys updated with Diana. You guys can hear me because my voice, you know, moves away, so you know I'm looking at her. I'm turning to the left to look at her, so you know the difference, right? Nothing. I got nothing, you guys. So thank you so much for taking your Labor Day time, about 32 minutes out of your day, to listen to me. I really appreciate it. If you have any suggestions or anything, hey, man, feel free. If you want to rate it on Spotify, you can do that. I'm a 4.1. And it's funny because I want to go on there and see what if there's any comments, but when I go to Spotify, it won't let me because I'm the host. I'm the person who's doing it. So it won't let me. I'm like, you motherfucker. Just kidding. Yeah. That's it. So I will keep you posted on Diana. If she, I'll talk to her today and see if she activates tonight. I thought about recording it, but it was like, what, I say 10 or 11 it happened. I was like getting ready to sleep. It's like, oh my God, what's these flashing lights? I actually thought it was a cop car outside. That's how fucking bright they are. All right, you guys, take care. Have a phenomenal rest of the summer if you're going back to school. I don't suppose you... See, that's the thing now. Because I know you guys' age brackets, you're anywhere from 35 to 51. So you guys are definitely not in school. Unless you're going to college, which I guess you could, huh? I don't know. Anyways, email me, PATTY, in the subject field. Please put down where you're from. Where are you listening to me from? I need to know. I'm in Wisconsin. I say it every damn time, don't I? Where are you? No details, just say, I don't know, Orange County or fucking... in the UK. I don't know any place in the UK. Can't think of any. I don't know of any in UK or Canada. Sorry, guys. All right. Everybody take care. Have a phenomenal rest of your summer. And if maybe you're a teacher and you got your time off and you have to go back to work tomorrow. All right, guys. Take care. This is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.